With the wind whistling from the west-southwest on Monday, those most magnificent and incredible flying machines known as peregrine falcons found it an opportune time to migrate south. The wind was gusty and blowing nearly a steady 30 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40, basically making flying difficult for most migratory species. Watching these falcons as they row through the air with their long pointed wings and what appeared to be an effortless manner for them gave me a renewed appreciation of how fortunate I am to pay attention to all birds. I wasn't birding, I was working. Granted, I work in a special place, perfectly situated near the northwest end of Nantucket, and as I tend to keep my eyes to the sky, I saw them as they flew by my location. The four individuals I saw that afternoon were just flying along heading west. They would suddenly take advantage of the very strong headwind and in a matter of seconds climb to a great altitude only visible through the binocular lenses. Then the falcons would stoop, folding its wings and resembling a missile going for a target as they streaked downward, sometimes to go after a bird, but more often it seemed to just do it because it could. The bird would then level out, rocketing over the ground as it had ended up a couple of miles further west and was almost ready to depart Nantucket, heading for the Vineyard, No Man's Land, Block Island, or South Jersey. These birds have no need for land as they migrate, twice annually, the length of the Americas. Many of the falcons that pass over the Cape and Islands are adults or young from nest in Greenland. Take a look at a map and check how to get from there to here. These falcons are not dependent on thermals or winds for their migrations, although it seems the windier it is, the more they like it. Unlike almost all other raptors, excepting ospreys, they are completely comfortable leaving land behind and flying many hundreds of miles over open water. They are able to capture birds on the wing and eat them while flying. They bring a whole new meaning to fast food, as these speedsters are able to capture migrating land birds or small seabirds, Leach's storm petrels being a favorite in this area, out over the open ocean, and then they pluck and eat them. All the while, they continue flying along slowly towards their final destination, which for this population of birds is Tierra del Fuego in southern South America. Peregrine falcons are not alone in this ability, as their smaller and even feistier relative, the merlin, also engages in this behavior of feeding on the wing. Yesterday morning, I watched a merlin capture a large dragonfly called a green darner. The merlin continued flying due south, out over the Atlantic Ocean, and when almost out of sight in binoculars, it slowed down, and I could see it starting to eat. Its head would go down, and its foot would come up as it took a bite out of the fat-laden dragonfly. Imagine being able to not only fly, and then imagine flying like a falcon and being able to capture prey on the wing and eat on the fly. They get all their food and water requirements from the prey. There is nowhere that they can't go. This explains how these wandering falcons are found on every continent except Antarctica and have been seen on virtually every offshore island in every ocean. Truly, they are a globe-trotting species. So as the calendar has turned and October has arrived, realize that not only are birds of a great variety migrating, but that the fast-flying falcons which breed in the far north and winter in the far south of the Americas are also on the move. The next few weeks are the best of the year, and seeing these birds as they wing by lifts the terrestrially grounded spirit. Think of how they live and where they are going. Imagine. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.